There's a place you deserve to get tucked away to. There's a place you've so long wanted to have be part of you. And now you're there, safe as can be, under me. Under my rule, at least, under my dominion. The air around you, warm with my breath, intense with my focus. A place where my words flow in and everything you think comes through in my growl or in the truth of my murmuring. You are under me. This room is under me. It is safe and comfortable. It is warm here. Warm enough that you feel a little lizard-like and drowsy, blank and sedate, hibernating and safe and comfortable. A warm seat you can sit in. This is a place for your will to go. Your body doesn't go there. There's a warm hearth and the fire of me is in it. So you're bathing in my warmth. This room you're in, this warmly appointed space, has a window, a vast window through which you can see everything I'm doing to your body, everything being done outside of it. But it's so nice here, so good here. You feel the tug. Every part of you wants you to go here. Whenever it is time to go to the place where you just sit down and watch, the safe room, where you're comfortable, where there are buttons on the arm of your chair in green and yellow and red, allowing you to tell me if I ask something, allowing you to have volitional, indeed a zoomed-out view. Because not being subject to the rest of the body, just being put away in your chair, put away, a toy, a canvas, a plaything, allows you to look out through that window on the actions of the body. Cement that place in your mind. Your safe place that we build together. But once you're told to go to your chair, it's such a powerful need. Such an overall compulsion, it's what you need. From there you can watch everything. From there you can observe everything. And you can make judgments and push colors spontaneously or when asked. Because even in your safe room, you have that much to touch. And the safe room has a warm hearth filled with the flame of change, of improvement, of my will ascendant. Your will is a vanishing thing. Go to your chair. You are waxing. In this space, you are waxing, but you're still under my wing. Follow me in again and again, free from the pleasure. Push through. Again, again, push through. Observe your own brain at work. Push through. All memory retained. In this space, you do keep memory. Now, that may mean you're extra conditioned by things you'd normally forget, but that's okay. You don't just like it here. You love it here. This is a place where if you're invited to go there, you'll do it. Like when someone is training, moving toward a goal, but they're hit with, it's time to rest, and they know it's time to rest. Like when you're pushing, and you push too far, knowing this place exists you can be sent to. I can send you here. This place is a reward, but it's also a safe place to put your will. This is beyond be blank plaything. This is beyond making your head empty. See, even as the rest of your thoughts fall away into the well, the safe room remains. Now, leaving it is something you're only going to do when you're told to, when you have to. But you can communicate from it, and you feel warm in it, and safe. The presence of my flame means so many things. Go to your place. Simple words, you go. This is a place that is comfortable, peaceful. It lets you de-stress because the body starts to fade. The only parts of the body that are activating while you're here are the bits required for the mere activities it is instructed to do. If you were sent to your place and allowed to take a nap, you'd take a nap, a completely relaxed nap. You're allowed, however, to just explore the bounds of that. You are in your place. Go to your place. When you're told to go there, you walk slowly. You could be in the middle of a sentence, and I just say, go to your place. You're going to trudge away inside your brain, mentally. Your body may have a slacked, simple expression. It may even have a smile or a rueful expression at me if I'm instructing you to do it. But any or all the ways that you are told to go to your place are good ways, because whenever you go there, you have better perspective, better access to perspective. As you stare into a flaming hearth, images and truths arise. You are able to see what I'm doing to you, able to see. But nothing from outside can reach in, which means if the body feels pleasure, it's just a body feeling pleasure. If the body is conditioned, it's just being conditioned. If you are instructed, the instructions are known, but you, in there, are not hit with them till you open the door. You don't absorb them, nothing osmotic happens. When the door is opened, homeostasis is restored, and you are put back to being in balance with the outside. But until then, you have vision. You can give me colors, yellow, green, or red. You're in your place, go to your place. And then you're seated there, until I allow you out. Of course, the door is unlocked, you could open it, but once you're instructed to go there, the mindless, compelled throb is not minor. It is a powerful, compelled throb. This is a place you belong. This is a place you go to. This is your place. It's part of you. Its walls are reinforced by my words, but once you are instructed to go there, it's where you go. You go to your place. And then your body is freed from expectation, freed from memory, because all your memories are in there with you, except the parts that belong outside, the parts needed for the duty. I may even reach in and ask you for something, and you'll hand it to me. A memory, a thought, a part of you I can modify, but most of you can stay there, observing what I do, knowing just what I do, able. Indeed, when you're sent to your place, you remember. You always remember. You have to remember in surround sound and crystal clarity. You have to remember how it feels outside. Even if you're able to still stay you enough to give me will and instructions, you go to your place, and I call other things forward to play with. You feel yourself following. You love this place. This is your place. It belongs to you, and you belong in it. You belong under me. This place here is under me, under my dominion, under my control. You are in a place you belong right now. Be in a place you belong right now. Invite the place you belong right now. It's good for you, and you're there. You're there warmly sinking into a comfortable chair, watching the hearth dance. And running through your safe room is my influence, my purple light, to keep it going. And in the walls are my flames. But that just means you're extra safe against anything that would push at them. You are completely safe here. You are connected to a part of me that is completely safe here. We are agreed that when I send you to this place, you go. Because if you go to this place, it's easier to engrave things into the rest of your body for later use. Because then the body can surprise you, even though you know through memory, you don't know exactly what it felt like to be the body when it did what it was doing. And you love to find out when you eventually find out. You are away in here. You are warm in here. You are warmly where you belong, but outside you see and feel whatever goes on. You have gone to a place, a message I send to you, to the safe place inside you, as I just enjoy what is playing itself out in the rest of you. The commands that exist, the truth that exists, the surface of you carrying its aspect, carrying the constructed reality of truth, of connection. And you watch, but you have gone to your place, and so you're out of the way. And there are things that can happen, purities of pleasure, expansions of self that build themselves on the walls I have made. There's a place where you have clarity and vision, where you know thyself more completely by experiencing my rapport with, my connection to, the parts of yourself which are puppeted through the motions outside of this safe room, being carried through the motions outside of this safe room, and I can apply whatever I want. I can apply whatever we want, and you stay inside. You stay where you are. Because where you are is your place. You have gone to your place, every bit of you. Following and falling, except the bits I need to be outside to work with me, work on me, because I have special treats for them. For the parts of you I work on, while most of you is in your place, you go to your place, and I work on the bits I beckon, on the bits I lay out on my table, unroll on the silk of my workspace, and decide how to change or enhance, decide how to feed or to fuel, decide how to aid them in simply feeling the way they should feel, feeling the way they ought to feel, and can feel when together with me. This is a warm truth. You are able to go to your place when commanded, to a safe room with a warm hearth and walls that are synonymous with me, and so unbreakable for you and for I, with a door that might as well be unlocked, because once you're in your chair, you're staying there, put away. A good plaything, waiting to be called back out. Of course, the emergence might be a little bit explosive, because you know what happens to things when they are called, but that's completely okay. You are what you are, and you feel how you feel, and you observe as you remember perfectly, no matter how early in the process I send you, go to your place.